Oh, there we are. Thursday morning, just walked into the enemy immediately. Big buzz going around. Andrew Collins sitting here saying, oh, something's happened. And what is it?
The thing that's happened, right, is that last night, Steve Lamack went up... Where did you go?
Norwich.
He went to Norwich to do a planned live review stroke feature on the Manic Street Preachers, right?
It certainly wasn't what I was expecting was going to happen.
And anyway, Steve's a bit suspicious of them, so it was going to be this sort of, not a backlash, but he was going to suggest that maybe they're not all they're cracked up to be. And anyway, went up there, saw the gig.
You won't get much coherent sense out of me, I'm afraid.
And you know what they're like, these sort of young punks, basically, sort of return of punk. And a lot of people are very suspicious of them, think they're all sort of just faking it in slogans and trying to get rich and famous, and they're not really being serious. So Steve did half an hour of chat with, which one was it? Richie?
Yeah.
Richie.
You know, we were supposed to sort of hate each other and everything. I was a bit nervous, I suppose.
And after this half hour of chat, after which they agreed to disagree, you know, Steve says, I'm not convinced by you, but, you know, fair enough, we'll leave it at that. He said... Do you want to tell him or just
no,
I'll tell him.
Richie said, you know, you've got a minute, come backstage, just one last thing I'd like to say. And so we went backstage and, you know, I said, you know, I just don't think a lot of people will think you for real. And he got a razor blade and wrote "for real" on his arm, down the side of his arm. While I was standing there watching him, and that's about it, really.
So, like, this is quite interesting already. This is good. This is good story.
We actually said, like, at the time, you know, believe me, we are for real, and we're not the next Birdland. And we sort of carried on talking for about another 3 or 4 minutes. And but by that time, he was like dripping blood all over the floor. You know, it's beginning to stain the carpet a bit.
And. Million, everybody will have a reaction to this story. He said, unfortunately, Ed Sears didn't get any pictures of it.
I had to wind it up. Went out and you know, found the manager, told him to get backstage pretty damn quick.
So we think, oh, never mind. Tell the story, Steve. So the page that he was going to go on will be taken up with this story. Then Ed Sears arrives with colour pictures of this awful event.
So Roddy's rushed around, lashed some bandages around him, and I whipped the camera and they took the bandages off for me, right, very quickly, so that it could happen.
So he actually said, oh, I'm going to take the...
I didn't have to suggest it.
Close-up, nasty, gory pictures of this blood, and it's an appalling picture, and everybody's running around, getting upset and appalled and excited.
He actually said, hey, do you want a photograph of this?
So yeah, I'd better take the bandages off. And it had just been put on, wasn't it? So it was mint.
So you've got a mint wound.
Oh, yes.
And question is, can we print this picture? Because it is really horrible. I find it extremely horrible. He's upset. People down there are upset. Grown people are upset by this picture. It is an horrible picture. Danny, as I say, Danny's in a meeting. He hasn't seen it yet. He's going to be jumping around. You know, it's a bit of news, even if you could say it's trivial. Like I say, within our little world, it is not trivial. It's quite a thing.
How do you feel about all this?
I don't really think I've quite got over the shock of it, really.
Do you in any way regard it that you may be responsible for that in any way? Because he did it for you, almost.
No, not really. He chose to do it. He chose to make his point in that way. I don't feel guilty about the fact that he's done it, you know. Don't know. It's been one hell of a week now.
Morning, Danny.
Danny, get down there and find out.
We've got bloody colour pictures of the mutilation.
Oh,
and it's just too horrible to look at. You'll faint.
The guy's sick.
Well, I know, but I'm in the publishing paper, aren't I?
You've got to see it. It's a very
There's
important
no way
thing.
You can print those photos.
Well, that's.
You'll get all their phones doing the same
thing. Rubbish, Karen. It's a really delicate issue.
More people see the gore editing.
Well, I'm in charge of that. I am the gore editor.
You had anything to eat this morning?
Yeah, thanks.
It says for real,
oh,
Dan. It doesn't say too much.
That's Danny Kelly that does it.
In the first place.
For real.
I don't think
it's a problem, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not a problem.
I don't think it is.
These things happen, Andrew.
Yeah,
it's
no,
a newspaper, not...
Good man, that's what I mean.
This is what Ed was saying.
prone them, Danny.
What do you think about them?
I think they're disgusting.
I think they're absolutely sick.
But I can see...
Revolting.
I mean, it's just shock horror, isn't it?
You
want
to take
a picture of
the
car crash?
No.
Nah. Well, I'm not, but it's a music really paper, isn't it?
Self-inflicted.
Yeah, I know.
Perhaps, what if we convert them to black and white and just use them in black and white? The colour's too graphic, isn't it? It's just awful.
I hope it. Well, maybe they'll all cut each other's heads off and that'll be an end to it.
Hi, Philip, it's Yestin. All right, then. You know about last night and all that? Obviously, everything's going berserk here. I mean, we're going to do a new story on it, so have you got any details about it?
I don't know, it's sort of silly. I'm only the scum assistant, so I don't get to... It's not my decision. It'll be Danny's decision, because it's quite, you know... It's up to him to take responsibility. I'm going to say I'm not happy to take responsibility for a story like that.
Where are these photographs?
There it is.
Oh,
yeah, right. You can handle it. What the butler saw?
That's nothing.
That's my man, that's my man.
We weren't expecting you.
Come and stand in this corner.
It doesn't say T-Rex anyway, spell it wrong.
Dyslexic.
It doesn't say T-Rex, it says T-R-E-A.
Well, what do you think? It's coming from Welsh, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be Welsh statement.
Gosh, you've got to print that. It's rock and roll, isn't it?
This is self-mutilation though, James.
Mm. I think it's an excellent photograph, good one, Ed. I bet Mark Ellen will print it.
I don't think we should print it.
God, I should. I think we more bands should do that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, very clever.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you like the pet shop, but you're expecting them to do...
Come on with the model and stuff, because we have people smoking in the paper every week. We have people smoking in the paper every week. We have people like Jack, who used to work here, glorifying drugs for weeks on end.
Yeah, but all
we've had
need,
a letter E on the cover when he was a national symbol for ecstasy.
Is one child to copy that?
Come on, I think.
And kill themselves, and you're.
You wouldn't kill yourself cutting yourself on your forearm.
You could if you missed.
If that was bad, did he faint, Ed?
Nah.
I just think it's ludicrous and childish, and we don't have to.
Yeah, but you know, nobody says that about bloody Sid Vicious, do they?
No, I think all the mileage has got out of Sid
Vicious. We've been through that before. Why should we, you know, it's like rewriting history. It doesn't have any interest.
I mean, not to you, Mark, because you maybe have seen it before, maybe you passed it.
Well, yeah, probably. I'm pleased to be all, I tell you.
Sid Vicious only took it from Iggy Pop. It doesn't seem to be T-Rex, though.
No, it's for real. It's the letter four.
Because it looked like treat or something.
You're not trying to make the differential between... I'm not going to spend all day arguing about these pictures, but you're not trying to make a differential between Iggy Pop and him. You don't know what...
No, it's talking about Iggy Pop. No. I'm not making a difference.
No, I think...
Me and Ed are saying it's just part of a fine tradition of self-expression.
You're saying all bands should do that.
I just think he's an idiot, but, you know...
No, it's a total dickhead.
But I think if he burnt himself, hopefully he'll read this, if he burnt himself in, you know, Tiananmen Square, we should print it. It's artistic expression, isn't it?
Well, don't kid yourself.
I'm not kidding myself!
You're more an artist than I am.
Artistic expression. Do me a favour.